Yes, friends, once again, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show. Here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. Also, via our home on the internet at YouTube at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube. With all that mentioned, I'd like to share that it was 1 year ago today, the 28th of September, that seen the sad passing of a true country music icon and legend, singer-songwriter Kris Kristofferson, who passed away 1 year ago today. So we're going to pay tribute to him in a double feature, pause the Marty Robbins music for a few minutes, and remember Kris this morning with The Pilgrim number 33, and then we'll follow with From the Bottle to the Bottom, which was recorded in 1971. With that, I would like to welcome you all into the Way Back with Johnny Show. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Started writing this song about Kris Gantry. End up writing about Dennis Hopper and Johnny Cash and Norman, Norbert, Funky Donnie Frid, Billy Swan, Bobby Newirth, Jerry Jeff Walker, and Paul Siebel. And Ramblin' Jack Elliott had a lot to do with it. See him wasted on the sidewalk in his jacket and his jeans, wearing yesterday's misfortunes like a smile. Once he had a future full of money, love, and dreams, which he spent like they was going out of style. And he keeps right on a change for the better or the worse, searching for a shrine he's never found, never knowing if believing is a blessing or a curse, or if the going up was worth the coming down. He's a poet and he's a picker, he's a prophet and he's a pusher, he's a pilgrim and a preacher, and the problem when he's stoned, he's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction, taking ever wrong direction on his lonely way back home. He has tasted good and evil your bedrooms and your bars, and he's trading in tomorrow for today, running from his devil's lord, reaching for the stars, losing all he loved along the way. But if this world keeps right on turning for the better or the worse, and all he ever gets is older and around, from the rocking of the cradle to the rolling of the hearse, the going up was worth coming down. He's a poet, he's a picker, he's a prophet, he's a pusher, he's a pilgrim and a preacher, and a problem when it's stoned. He's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction, taking ever wrong direction on his lonely way back home. There's a lot of wrong directions on that lonely way back home. You ask me if I'm happy now, that's good as any joke I've heard. It seems since I seen you last, I done forgot the meaning of the word. If happiness is empty rooms and drinking in the afternoon, well, I suppose I'm happy as a clam. But if it's got a thing to do with smiling or forgetting you, well, I don't guess that I could say I am. Did you ever see a down and outer waking up alone without a blanket on to keep him from the dew? When the water from the weeds had soaked the papers he'd been putting in his shoes to keep the ground from coming through. And his future feels as empty as the pockets in his pants, because he's never seen a single dream come true. That's the way that I've been feeling since the day I started falling from the bottle to the bottom, stew by stew. Learning hard to live with losing you. Wonder if I'm better off with freedom now to do the things I choose. Well, all my time's my own and I got nothing left but sleep and time to lose. There's no one here to carry on if I stay out the whole night long. Won't give a tinker's damn if I don't call. I'm living like I wanted to and doing things I want to do, and nothing means a thing to me at all. Did you ever see it down and out, or waking up alone without a blanket on to keep him from the dew? When the water from the weeds had soaked the papers he'd been putting in his shoes to keep the ground from coming through. And his future feels as empty as the pockets in his pants, because he's never seen a single dream come true. That's the way that I've been feeling since the day I started falling from the bottle to the bottom, stew by stew. Learning hard to live with losing you.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic Kris Kristofferson songs, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show, and it's that time in the program to welcome you all back in. And as we celebrate the 100th birthday of none other than Marty Robbins, I would like to once again remember a collection of ballads that Marty recorded later into his career, into the 1970s era. These songs were some of the most heartfelt songs and moving songs of his entire career. With that, I would like to share that they're from the 1970s era, and we'll begin with My Woman, My Woman, My Wife. Then we'll follow with You Gave Me a Mountain, and we'll wrap up with another all-time beautiful song called Among My Souvenirs. I'd also like to mention once again that these truly show the vocal range of Marty's career and singing style later into the 1970s. Welcome in, friends.
Hands that are strong but wrinkled, doing work that never gets done. Hair that's lost some of the beauty by too many hours in the sun. Eyes that show some disappointment, and there's been quite a lot in her life. She's the foundation I lean on. My woman, my woman, my wife. Every day has been uphill. We climb, but we can't reach the top. I'm weak and I'm easily discouraged. She just smiles when I want to stop. Lips that are weary but tender, with love that strengthens my life. A saint in a dress made of gingham. My woman, my woman, my wife. Two little babies were born in the spring, but died when the winter was new. I lost control of my mind and my soul, but my woman's faith carried us through. When she reaches that river, Lord, you know what she's worth. Give her that mansion up yonder, 'cause she's been through hell here on earth. Lord, give her my share of heaven, if I've earned any here in this life. 'Cause God, I believe she deserves it. My woman, my woman, my wife. Born in the heat of the desert, my mother died giving me life. Despised and disliked by my father, blamed for the loss of his wife. You know, Lord, I've been in a prison for something that I never done. It's been one hill after another, and I've climbed them, Lord, one by one. But this thank you. you gave me a mountain this time. There's nothing left for me. Of days that used to be, I live in memories among my souvenirs. Some letters tied, a photograph or two. I find a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest down in I count them all apart, and as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs. I live in memories among my souvenirs.
I don't sleep really a lot. You know, I believe that 4 hours would be just about the most that I get at any one. Like now, you know, on the bus, you know, like we get through the show date, I always hope that the next show date is about 500 miles away at least. See, that gives us time to play poker and gives us time to get, we'll get there just as the maids have the rooms clean. We go right in and I'll sleep, say, till, well, now in the summertime, I'll sleep, say, from 8 until 12.
You say it's over. You say it's through.
Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Robinson. You're listening to Johnny Woodluck right here on this good station.
The memories just won't die.
Well, yes, friends, following those classics by Marty, we were once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show, and it's that time in the program where I would like to play a very special recording of a cover song by our good friend of Pugwash, Nova Scotia, Peter Trenum, who recorded some years ago a version of the old cowboy class called Big Iron. When Peter found out I was doing the tribute to Marty, he sent me this recording, and so I would like to share it with y'all this morning. Before we go fully into the recording by Peter, let's hear a little bit of the original Big Iron of Marty Robbins. With that, welcome in, friends.
To the town of our free rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. To the town of Alafrio rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip.
for the stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer and a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 and 19 more. 1 and 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from their windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather when a bullet barely ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have gone on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Be the first one that you'll see.
Friends, this is recording artist and DJ Peter Trenum from Nova Scotia. You've got my friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Way Back, where you'll find the very best in country music.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the third and final part of this interview with Ronnie Robbins, also remembered as Marty Robbins Jr. and the beloved son of Marty. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to this third and final part of this interview. Following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic, yes, another essential song in the Marty Robbins collection called El Paso City. So with that, it brings me a lot of honor and a lot of respect to be able to welcome back to our program here today, in this, the third and final hour of Way Back with Johnny, Ronnie Robbins.
Going back to El Paso then, El Paso was around 1957, 58. We were going to Phoenix for Christmas once in 1958, I think. And you know, my mom was driving. I remember, you know, we'd drive. It'd take 3 days.
Yes.
You know, back then, you know, on the old highway, you know.
The two-lane highways, exactly.
He was in the back seat with his little guitar about 6 o'clock in the morning. And I remember waking up, Mama was driving. I was about 9 or 10 years old, I guess. And he had this little, you know, yellow legal pad, you know, and he'd sing a verse, and he'd write something down, and he'd sing another verse, and he'd write something down. I looked at Mama, and she looked at me, and she said, "Well, that's kind of nice."
Exactly.
Never thought any more about it.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
But then, we'd get as far as like Lawrenceburg, New Mexico, and he'd put his guitar down, then he'd lay back and go to sleep, or else he'd start driving again.
Okay.
We get to Phoenix, and you know, never thought anything more about it. Now on the way back, he started writing some more.
Yes. Okay.
And then about 4 months later, he brought an acetate, which, you know, like an early reference dub of this session that he just cut, and it was El Paso.
I see.
And then, you know, it came out in the fall of 59.
Yeah.
And you know, and it just kept climbing, until.
And all these years later, it's a standard. Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. So anyway, it's been a good one.
Yes, it has.
It's been a mighty good one.
For sure.
Anyway,
so how did he come to do like Felina and El Paso City off of those ones? Because of course they would be spinoffs of them.
Right. Yeah. He wrote Felina, I think, for he was doing a little TV show called The Drifter.
Okay.
It had like a Western motif, you know. It's 13 shows, and he had to come up with music that kind of fit the
feeling.
Genre of the TV show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know really how he came up with it, but he wrote it, and he kept writing and kept writing and kept writing.
Exactly.
And it was 8 minutes long when he.
It's amazing.
Through, so,
yes, for
so,
sure.
And it flows like a movie script. You know.
That's right.
And,
now, was there ever any thoughts of movies for that El Paso song?
Yeah, I've been talking with people over through the years. It just never has worked out.
I got
connected with the right people at the right time.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it'll ever happen. But,
okay.
Westerns come around every 10 years or so.
Yes, there is. Yes,
and it may happen yet, but... I've got to find the energy to do it now.
Of course, yes.
I'm getting too old to do it. So.
I hear you. Yes, for sure.
But,
so
anyway.
Another thing I'd like to debunk from you is they always talked about the Grand Ole Opry and turning the clocks back.
Uh-huh.
How did that ever get started?
it just started out as a running joke. And he'd run over every 2 or 3 minutes, and it was kind of a running joke with Harold Hensley initially, then Tony Lyons was the DJ at one time, and then Chuck Morgan finally over the various opera announcers, you know, and they. Because he'd keep the audience going, you know. He'd just go from one to another.
Yes.
And they just kept clapping, you know. And finally, the clock, it was just an old dial clock on the wall, you know, the announcer's podium.
Yes.
And it was in full view of the audience, you know. And so he did it one time, and he got such a big hand that he just started doing it regularly.
Kept going.
And made Ernest Tubb kind of mad because
yes,
he got into
of course.
His radio show.
Uh-huh, yes.
But he was, nobody else seemed to mind.
For sure.
that is not a debunk. That was
that was fact. Okay.
That was right up to the last time he was on.
What plans are for the 100th anniversary of his birth? I know there's a lot of talk on Facebook and different places about his centennial.
Yeah, we are part of the Opry's having their 100th birthday celebration, and they did the top 20 of all-time songs on the Opry, and one of them is El Paso.
Amazing.
And they have put, they call it a mashup. It's Daddy doing the first part of, he's doing the first 2 minutes or so of El Paso,
mm-hmm.
and then it blends into Marty Stewart doing El Paso, and they found footage of both of them doing it on the stage of the Opry.
Nice.
And they were both in the same key and the same tempo.
Wow.
And it's really a neat thing. They're doing they've made a DVD or a CD of all 20 of the songs, you know, that they have chosen, and we're part of that.
Nice.
So we're excited about that, and it actually will debut on the 26th.
Oh, nice!
I'm not sure. It was supposed to debut at 10 o'clock on next Friday.
Okay. Okay. I'll keep an eye.
I don't know where.
I see. Yes, for sure.
But I guess it'll either be CMT or Opry Television or, you know, somehow or another. I'm not sure.
Could be WSM 650 too. Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's probably where it's going to be mostly. So it'll probably be on the internet.
Yes.
But we're part of that, and ironically, that's the day that's released is his birthday.
It's his birthday. I see.
Yeah. So his 100th birthday. So.
For sure.
So that timing couldn't have worked out any better there. So.
Exactly.
So,
for sure.
But I really wanted to do more, but I just kind of. I got to be honest, I just kind of let it sneak up.
Yes, I this is it. Yes, exactly. Yes, it has a way. Yes.
But this, you know, I love Marty Stewart, and we've been friends, and he was named after Daddy, you know.
Yes.
A lot of people didn't know that. But
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, his mom was a big Marty Robbins fan.
I see.
And so she named him after Marty Robbins. So.
Nice.
So there's that connection there, and Marty did just a super job on El Paso. You know, it's not the easiest song to do.
No, it isn't.
Sound right,
that's,
you know.
Right.
And they worked the harmony up and did everything they were supposed to do, and it turned out really, really nice. So
so
I was glad that, you know, that will be something that will be celebrated, I think, you know, for a few years. So
yeah. I guess one last question is, what would you say to your dad if he was still here to celebrate his 100th? I know he passed away at 57, so.
Probably, you want to go to Daytona?
Exactly, yes.
You know, oh gosh, you know, he's been gone so long, it's hard to.
It's hard to believe, yeah.
I don't even know what, there'd be so many things, because, you know, I still. Occasionally we'll have a dream, you know, wake up and it will seem so real in a way, but yet, you know, the realization comes in, you know, that it's not. But like you say, I mean, it's been
almost 43 years. Yeah.
43 years is hard to believe.
Yeah, it is. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
From 30,000 feet above the desert floor, I see it there below. A city with a legend, the West Texas city of El Paso. Where long ago I heard a song about a Texas cowboy and a girl.
call Roses where he used to go and watch this beauty world. I don't recall who sang the song, but I recall the story that I heard. And as I look down on the city, I remember each and every word. The singer sang about a jealous cowboy and the way he used a gun to kill another cowboy, then he had to leave El Paso on the run. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, the cowboy lived and rode away, but love was strong, he couldn't stay. He rode back just to die in that El Paso said. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, I try not to let you cross my mind, but still I find there's such a mystery in the song that I don't understand. My mind is down there somewhere as I fly above the badlands of New Mexico. I can't explain why I should know the very trail he rode back to El Paso. Can it be that man can disappear from life and live another time? And does the mystery deepen cause you think that you yourself lived in that other time? Somewhere in my deepest thoughts, familiar scenes and memories unfold. These wild and unexplained emotions that I've had so long, but I have never told. Like every time I fly up through the heavens and I see you there below, I get the feeling sometime in another world I lived in El Paso. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, could it be that I could be the cowboy in this mystery that died there in that desert sand so long ago? El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, a voice tells me to go and see, another voice keeps telling me maybe death awaits me in El Paso. El Paso City.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to another all-time classic by Marty Robbins that is actually a newer song to my ears. That is a song called 20th Century Drifter, which, when thinking of Marty Robbins and his career in country music, there was also another career he had, and that was his race car driving. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to this all-time classic that Marty recorded back in the 70s called 20th Century Drifter. With that, here now is Marty Robbins once again. We'll be back following this for the Opry Spotlight Corner, then the Way Back Song of the Week, and send us all home. Welcome in, friends, and here now is Marty Robbins.
Driving a race car is my way of making a living, my way of putting the bread on a table at home. I'm getting back about half as much as I'm giving, and I couldn't make it without a good woman at home. First place could be just a dream, I'm gonna chase it, finishing out of the top 10 is nothing but bad.
chunker won't ever be first. I might as well face it. First class equipment is something a man's got to have. You might even call me a 20th century drifter. 32 weekends I load up the car and I'm gone. And my woman cries with each goodbye kiss that I give her. And she prays that come Monday morning I'll be drifting home. Where my woman sleeps in my arms and I lie here thinking. Half awake, half asleep, I run and rerun the race. From dark until dawn it goes on, my half awake dreaming. And ever so often I dream that I'm taking first place. But it's gotta be more than a dream, dreaming won't make it. Our dreaming won't ever put bread on a table at home. And racing runs deep in my veins, I'll never shake it. I'm tied to it just like I'm tied to the woman at home. You might even call me a 20th century drifter. 32 weekends I load up the car and I'm gone. And my woman cries with each goodbye kiss that I give her. And she prays that mum Monday morning I'll be drifting home.
They had a bad wreck on the fourth lap, I think. And I imagine I was doing about 150 then. And I got 47 stitches up here. And I was cut through over the top of each eye. 7 stitches in the nose, 4 broken ribs, and a broken tailbone.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the Opry Spotlight Corner. As next weekend, on the 5th of October, we will be celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth and formation of the greatest radio show on earth. That, of course, was the Grand Ole Opry, which is still going strong some 100 years later. Now, with that mentioned, Marty Robbins became a true part of the Grand Ole Opry with turning the clocks back on Saturday nights to give his audiences a little extra song or two. Now, with that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to an all-time classic out of the Opry archives and remember Marty Robbins and a song called Ruby Ann. With that, let's drift back to the good old days of the Grand Ole Opry's early golden era and remember this Opry Spotlight Corner with Marty Robbins.
Now, once again, Marty Robbins.
I said hello to the man who tried to win your hand a long time ago. I tried to smile as he talked to the days of when he was your boy. I could see he was ashamed of me when he talked of his wealth and fame. Ruby Ann took the hand of this poor, poor man, a true lover for the thing. Big man, you got money in your hand, so what? You're out of tail for two, but still as soon as you big shot. Well, your money can't buy, your power can't hold, you can't romance your fame. Ruby Ann took the hand of this poor, poor man, a true lover for the fame. Ruby Ann took the hand of this poor, poor man, a true lover for the fame. I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses. for every time you bruise my heart. And as the door of love between us closes, tears will fall like petals when we part. I know that I should hate you after all you've put me through. How can I be bitter when I'm still in love with you? I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart.
It never seemed right on Saturday night for him not to come in the dressing room, number 14, that he and I shared all those years. And even to this day, I still around, 10:30 or so, when the racing is done out at the fairgrounds out here, I just still miss him coming in and hollering something, you know. I don't think you ever quit remembering someone like that and quit missing them entirely.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the Way Back Song of the Week. And we're going way back into the catalog of rare tracks by Marty Robbins this morning as we pay tribute to none other than a song that was forever lost but was also found and was released on the Lost and Found album that came out after Marty's passing. With that, it's going to be a song called The Beginning of Goodbye, which is, well, when thinking of my favorite Marty Robbins songs, this is right up there with El Paso. And so with that, here now is my late hero Marty Robbins and our Way Back Song of the Week. With that, welcome in, friends.
Last night I heard a record playing on the radio as I walked through the door, and the song revived some sweet old memories, 'cause I knew I'd heard the tune somewhere before. I stopped a moment and I listened, and then I finally realized that you were here the night you wrote it, a song called The Beginning of Goodbye. I knew that night that it was over, and that I couldn't keep you should I try, 'cause you were really talking to me when you wrote The Beginning of Goodbye. Patiently I've waited, 'cause I believe you'd write to me, but you don't have time then for an old friend. With your new friends in Nashville, Tennessee, I knew that it was over, and that I couldn't keep you should I try, 'cause you were really talking to me when you wrote The Beginning of Goodbye.
I've been
near death so many times, you see, that now I am not afraid of death. So now I can enjoy living.
Now, friends, before we say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show, I would like to pay tribute to one last final song of Marty's today, which came out in February 1961 as the third single from his compilation, More Greatest Hits. The song was Marty's seventh number one hit and took on a whole new style. With that mentioned, it was called Don't Worry About Me. It formed what would be known as a distortion, and that was caused by Grady Martin's six-string bass tone in the bridge section. Now this, as mentioned, took on a whole new effect and was the birth of a distortion in music. With that mentioned, here now is this all-time classic from 1961, and I know a lot of y'all will remember it as an all-time Marty Robbins favorite. With that, we'll be back following this. Send us all home.
It's all over now. Though I may be blue, I'll manage somehow. Love can't be explained, can't be controlled. One day it's warm, next day it's cold.
Yes, friends, once again, we've reached the end of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and www.oshawarocks.com for this Sunday morning. As we say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show, I would like to once again play a little clip as we have been doing throughout this program. And here now is Marty Robbins and the way he wanted to be remembered in his own words.
I would like to be remembered as a good entertainer, a good person. I think maybe better as a good person.
Now, friends, it's once again that time to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show. And as we say so long, I would like to once again thank my very special guest of honor, Ronnie Robbins, for coming on to the program today. I would also like to thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning into the program once again. And say so long from the Way Back show today. Now, as mentioned, Marty Robbins passed away at the young age of 57 on December 8th, 1982. He had suffered his third and final, what would be his final, heart attack on December 2nd of 1982, underwent quadruple coronary bypass surgery. He did not recover and sadly passed away on December 8th at St. Thomas Hospital in Nashville. He was all of 57 years old. He is laid to rest in Nashville, Tennessee. And with that mentioned, we have been paying tribute to what would have marked his 100th birthday this past Friday. Now, even though Marty is gone forever, his memory lives on for years to come, and all his music will forever be remembered in the Country Music Hall of Fame, which he was inducted into in 1982. Now, as we say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show, I'd like to play a little clip as recorded from the Life and Times of Marty Robbins, which TNN showed and aired several years ago in the 1990s. We're going first to hear the voice of Hoyt Axton, and then Marizona, Marty's beloved wife. Now, let's send us all home today with none other than another classic called Some Memories Just Won't Die. And you know, Marty's career and his life will never die. As long as there's an El Paso and there's songs that play on the jukeboxes of honky-tonks everywhere, Marty Robbins will live on. With that, as we meet back here next Sunday, 8 to 11, over CFRC 101.9 FM and www.oshawarocks.com, as we remember what would mark the 100th anniversary of none other than the world-famous Grand Ole Opry. With that, may God bless and keep you, and so long for now, friends. Happy listening. And remember, keep it country out there.
On December the 2nd, Marty had a devastating heart attack.
I took him to the hospital in the car, and he was in the back seat, and took a pillow and laid down. And he said, honey, you're going to have to run stoplights, whatever is necessary.
Surgeons performed emergency quadruple bypass surgery on Marty that afternoon. For the next 6 days, Marty fought for his life.
Talked to him in his coma, whatever you call it, and tried to encourage him. And it was, it had some sweet moments, but I just, there again, we, you know, he told Ronnie, to just take care of your mother. And he has. It was difficult. And some memories never die. And this was a sweet, precious memory. He was my cowboy singer.
Say it's over, you say it's through. It was a long, long time ago, and he means nothing to you. Oh, but I heard you whisper someone's name in your sleep last night. Baby, admit it, some memories just won't die. Just won't die. Some feelings just won't leave. Oh, no matter how hard you try. And I know,
yes, I know.
Every now and then,
every now and then,
you still think of him. I see it in your eyes.
Some memories just won't die.
Thought my loving would help you forget, but something tells me you're not over him yet. Something's haunting you way down deep inside. Am I losing you to a memory?
still think of him. I see it in your eyes. Some memories just won't die. Some memories just won't die. Some feelings just won't leave. Oh, no matter how hard you try. And I know,
yes, I know.
See it in your eyes. Some memories just won't die. Memories just won't die. Some feelings just won't die.
Friends, I would also like to mention that I just started to scratch the surface of the Marty Robbins Library of Country Music, as I have always admired this man's music. And with that mentioned, there is only so much you can fit into a 3-hour program. So I strongly recommend you also venture out onto YouTube or your record stores and try to listen to as much Marty Robbins music as you can. As mentioned, this is only scratching the surface of a man's career that lasted over 30 years. With that, we'll say so long from way back with Johnny. So long for now, friends, and happy listening.
Goodbye, that's all my friends, that is all she wrote.
Another day gone by, with good friends all around me. How the time did fly.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here is your old host with most, Johnny Woodlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's here.